The Hispaniola, a schooner, is purchased and a man named Smollett is hired as its captain. However, just before leaving port, Hawkins grows weary, for Billy Bone's story about a one-legged sailor seems to be coming true. Long John Silver, the ship's cook, has only one leg and is seen talking suspiciously to Black Dog. The Hispaniola finally sets sail, but there is trouble. Captain Smollett feels Long John Silver has more authority over the crew than he does. And more, Hawkins, concealed from view, overhears Silver discussing mutiny with the crew. But it's too late. The island is sighted and a party is set forth to explore. Cunningly, Hawkins manages to smuggle himself to shore so that he can spy on Silver. And he does. Shortly thereafter, he witnesses the murder of two crew members who had refused to join the mutineers of Silver. Soon, Hawkins stumbles across Ben Gunn, a man who claims to have been with Flint when he had buried the treasure. He states that he has been marooned on the island for 3 years. Meanwhile, trouble escalates on the Hispaniola. A battle erupts and the ship is captured. A new flag is raised. The Hispaniola now flies the Skull and Crossbones. Displaying his boldness, Silver offers the few loyal men in exchange the map for their safe return to England. But Captain Smollett flatly refuses, sending Silver away. Hawkins, attempting to be heroic, manages to sneak aboard the Hispaniola and take control. However, a screaming parrot allows Hawkins to be captured. The final chapter takes place on the island.